You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we wish you the best for the new year.
Showcasing conversations about all the interesting and important things the faculty and students are doing at FCAT.
What we hope is to have engaged and informed conversations focused on current issues of the day. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name's Dylan. I'm a second year in SEAT.
So hi there, my name is Liam McKay Argirio, and I'm a first year communication student here at SFU.
Hello, my name is Vanessa LeFan. I am a music and sound major at SFU with a minor in theater that I'm working on. I'm in my fourth year.
Today, we're diving into the changing landscape of education by asking, what does the university mean in the world we live in today? What is its purpose? What value does it really offer to students, to society, and to the future? If you're a student listening to this right now, whether you're on campus, online, or just trying to navigate the chaos of post-high school life, post-COVID life, this conversation is for you. I know the weight of the world can feel heavy sometimes, and if you're feeling lost or overwhelmed or questioning everything, you're not alone. This is not just a theoretical discussion. It's a real attempt to validate your experience, to explore the meaning of the university, especially when it feels like institutions are failing us. Historically, universities were built on simple idea, to be places of knowledge, wisdom, enlightenment. In the past, universities were havens for intellectual exploration. Noble places where students could freely explore the great questions of life. Who are we? What is truth? How should we live? What is good? What is bad? And yes, that is still a part of the story. The pursuit of knowledge for its own sake. The idea that learning isn't just about getting a job, but about becoming a fuller, deeper human being, remains at the core of the university's mission. For those of us who have experienced it, there's a unique joy in learning something that shifts your worldview and makes you feel alive in a way that nothing else quite does. But let's be real. Today, we live in a world where the university often feels like a business, not a sanctuary. Aside from tuition, the cost of living has skyrocketed and the value of a degree is increasingly questioned in a society obsessed with instant results. What do you think the role of university is in society as opposed to other options? Trade school, being an entrepreneur, an influencer?
I think being in university does give you a lot of just like different perspectives because you've got people like coming in from all different places, right? Which that's not to say that other spots don't have that, but it does have a different sort of academic, people are there for the same place, for the same reasons that, you know, you're there. So I think that's one good thing that universities do have.
Ooh, but I think the difference between universities are really key to those solid critical thinking skills, which are really important to just understanding the world as a whole. You know, they might not be the most employable skills necessarily all the time, but it's having that really solid foundation of critical theory and thought that I think just helps overall in understanding, if in a communication example, the media we consume and just our daily lives. And as well, it just helps overall in our, it allows us to just be more engaged citizens overall.
I think it really depends on the university. and the department that you're in. I feel like they all kind of operate in very different ways. I feel like the contemporary art school at SFU kind of operates in its own particular way. But I think overall university, at least in my experience in the SEA, as like also a professional artist, it's been a place for me to connect with mentors and peers. You know, it's like really cliche, I think, to say that, oh, it's like the best thing you get out of university is the people you meet. But I think for me, it's really been the case. Like, I've met people who I feel like I will continue to collaborate with in the long term. And also, because I'm kind of an older student, like, I started my bachelor's degree at the SEA in my late 20s, so I just turned 30 this year. So I feel like I'm actually closer in age to some of my professors. So I feel that some of my professors also feel like peers once I graduate, and they're people who maybe can refer me to projects or people I can collaborate with in that sense. And I don't know if that would transfer to like a class with like 300 people like in another department, but I think because the nature of a lot of the SEA classes is a very small class size and a very small cohort, and then the cohorts are like maybe 20 people, then you get the chance to really like know your peers, know your professors, and also like know people from other departments to collaborate with. That's kind of how it ended up in theater. So I think yeah, in the SEA, it's definitely a place to also try new things. Like, I never thought I would be like a theater tech before I started. I was more of a musician, but after having the chance to work on several different theater productions, I realized it's something I'm really passionate about, and now I've been doing more sound design work. So yeah, it's definitely a place to like push the boundaries of like what my own disciplines are and start to like merge different interests and skills.
What makes you engaged in university?
I think a lot of the people and being in a place where people are, so like a campus. I think if I didn't have that, if every part of, you know, being university was the same except there was no campus, I don't think it'd be the same, because there's no like congregating spot, right? I see a lot of my friends and peers at school. That's where I see them the most, and like naturally. That's really important for me. I think universities do kind of have a really bad marketing problem, which is just weird to say about an institution. Right? It's not really the flashiest thing ever, and I guess it's not trying to be, but that doesn't really work on people, right? Universities, I know people have become a bit disillusioned with the act of like, oh, why should I go to school? I can learn everything I can learn on the internet or through other means. And yes, that is true. That it is, I think it is a little bit more than the sum of its parts, right? I wouldn't have met, you know, all these people around me, because like in SEA, we do a lot of creative work, and on like welcome day, I just talk to some people, and if I didn't talk to them, I don't think I'd be doing all the different projects and interesting things I would have. And that is not like a system of the university, right? That's just like I got the chance to do it, and that's great. Yeah.
So for me, like I've always really found it valuable to be involved in the community wherever I am. I feel like it just adds so much more meaning and so much more kind of value to your day, making those connections and working together towards positive change. So like personally, I've been involved with our student newspaper here, The Peak, on their board of directors, which has been amazing as well. I also work at the recreation department as like a promotions assistant with their social media and events team. So I really find those are really valuable opportunities to meet other students and also kind of take what you learn in the classroom and apply it to kind of real world scenarios. You know, as a communications student, I'm often taking the theory that I learn in classes and applying it to, you know, like a social media assignment for the recreation department, for example. So I really feel like being involved in the community is really valuable. I think for me, when I feel engaged in my studies when the people around me also are. So that includes the instructors, that includes the TAs, that includes other students, right? It's overall having that full culture of, you know, everyone's really interested in what's being taught and what they're learning. And I guess to build on that, everyone involved is learning, right? I feel like the best TAs I've had are those that feel like that are learning from us and are also growing. And I feel like that kind of, it just builds this environment where you're just learning for the fun of it and doesn't really feel like work necessarily. I think that's when it really feels like things were flowing, or when, you're just learning for your own interest.
Well, back in the day, I was a psychology student back in like 2014. I was a cheerleader for SFU. So I was heavily involved in the cheerleading team. So that's what kept me engaged. And also, like, through cheer, I was going to the gym a lot. So using the facilities on the Burnaby Mountain back in the day. Nowadays, because I'm at Gold Court with the contemporary arts, it's very different. I think still the people and the projects, because the way that especially the theater classes run is that they require a lot of outside of class time when you're part of a production. If you're part of like a show that's about to open, you're not just going to class, you're also rehearsing outside of class, you're going to tech, you're going to Q2Q. So that keeps me on campus a lot when you have several different classes that all have these very collaborative processes happening at the same time. So I think it's like really common for the theater kids especially to be on campus all the time. And I think with the music as well, especially when like the festival is rolling around, then we're all there like trying to help set up and rehearse and like prep our pieces and things like that. So there's not really clubs on the Vancouver campus, and it's something that we kind of talk about. It's like kind of sad that we don't have that club university experience, but I think the way that the programs run, they kind of are our own clubs in a weird way. And then we do hang out like between classes and stuff, and then we do karaoke parties. Yeah.
The university needs to shift to meet new demands of life, the job market, society, and culture.
I think it is definitely not for everybody, right? I know people that who have been not super pleased with how university has been for them. But it is good to have as a thing, right? Because there's so many other avenues. Like you got trades, like you mentioned, and you know, other like maybe like vocational schools and all that. But it is still there as like an institution that is it's more than a school, right? Because universities, you know, like SFU, we're a public research university, right? That's kind of how it is. And there's stuff that's like outside of what a lot of people would think of, just like, you know, undergrad stuff. And you know, and professors and everything. So it is like a hub, it's a central spot, but it's not the central spot. You know, it's a thing. I think, yeah, maybe I don't know. This is really an SFU thing, but a lot of the like inner systems of a university, where like, you know, you have chances to like opportunities to do other things that you'd want, like, you know, there's a co-op and there's like exchange programs and just information in general. A lot of it is a little bit, I would say, not super modern or really contemporary, not up to speed. That's not just like a platform, like, or, you know, oh, everything should be on the internet thing. A lot of it just feels really obfuscated, right? For me in SEAT, I get a lot of information from just like people I know and things that are just subordinate of the university, like the student union, like IATSU, and just like maybe like the small sort of school itself, right? So as a whole, I don't know, that everything feels a bit sporadic and different. It's a bit hard to really know something about you know, the university. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think one thing that comes to mind is, you know, I feel like in a world where everything is so digital and there are so many different kind of options available, that everyone's life is more different than it used to be. I feel like in the past, there was more of a set path for you know, young people. If they went to university, there was a certain expectation on what that would look like. And I think the thing I've realized when I've come here to university is that everyone is living their own life and everyone has a different way they want to walk through things. So I think it's important for universities to be, you know, aware of that and provide that flexibility, whether it's like hybrid or online classes, which I know SFU already does some of that, but even like investing more in that, or just being flexible for the other things people have going on in their lives. Because I think young people are having more and more responsibility shifted to them. You know, they have to navigate, you know, the complex media world that we live in. Oftentimes, I know a lot of people who they're working jobs, they're trying to support their families with the cost of living. So I think it's really important for universities to be just more flexible in, you know, in accommodating those things and ensuring that their students have that a really robust mental health so they can pursue their studies to the best of their abilities. But I do think there is a real need for like hard skills in today's world. Like that's really something that employers are looking for, that kind of technical ability. So I think it's important for universities to also give opportunities for students to engage with that kind of learning as well. And I think FCAT is a wonderful example of that, where there's very theoretical classes, but there are also lots of hands-on applied sort of options as well. But I think it's really something important in any program. And that's actually a reason why I chose SFU and FCAT, because it gave for that kind of, you know, getting a more traditional university experience, I guess, but also giving, you know, those skills that employers are looking for and that people can bank on, that they'll be able to make a living wage off of after they're done with their studies.
Yeah, I started university this time around during the pandemic. So I think speaking for myself, I was already a working artist when I started, and I kind of treated it as like a trade school in a weird way. I didn't go into it, and still in my experience, it hasn't been like academia. We're not really writing like research papers and things like that. And I think because I'm in the contemporary arts, it kind of does work like a trade school. Like you're learning, especially in theater, I think that's why I started taking more and more theater classes as opposed to music classes. I like that it was teaching me technical skills like production management, software skills that I would need to actually work the jobs that I am working. So I feel like in that sense, the classes and a lot of the material in the theater production has actually helped me in the way that, I've never been to trade school, but I would imagine that you're learning hands-on skills, you're working on actual productions and like kind of gaining those like learning experiences in a very like tangible way. And that goes on your resume, that goes onto your portfolio. So it is kind of a portfolio building for people who want to work in the arts industry. And also like I mentioned earlier, the connection building with like MFA students. I love that the MFA students are in the same building and we're just around them all the time. We can be involved in their projects. So it's like really an opportunity to like get your foot into professional settings in a way that also allows you to like make mistakes. At least that's the way I saw it as someone coming back into it. I'm not really here to like, you know, I guess we're artists, like making the art is our research. So it is like doing research, but it's not in the same way that like a science department would. It's not really, yeah, it's not just about the degree. Like, I actually care less about, like, getting the degree than I do, like, being a part of projects that I'm really proud of and learning skills in the process of making those things and making those connections along the way. So I think universities, I guess, I can only speak for the contemporary arts, but yeah, more of those opportunities of, like, what are the skills that you actually need to be a functioning working artist, which includes things like grant writing. I feel like there's maybe not enough of that. Like, I think I learned those skills on my own because I was managing my own projects before I even started school. So I know about the granting system. I know how to write those grants. I know how, like, funding works. But I think what I see in the program itself is that students can have more support around that, the realities of like what it means to be a professional artist, gigging, trying to access grants to make your projects and things like that. I guess the role of university in like summary is a container. I think it's a container for like-minded people to come together to exchange ideas. I think it takes like a particular kind of person to even decide to want to go to an experimental contemporary art school, because it is not just a trade school. Not trade school is like just, but like it's not. Yeah, I feel like if you're there, you're there to experiment. You're kind of a weirdo. You're willing to like dedicate your life to like making art in ways that push boundaries. So it is already that container. It attracts a particular kind of people. And it provides space. I think having the space, the studio space, access to equipment that you wouldn't outside of school. Like I can't really just like walk on into a theater with no experience and be like, can I hang that light? Or can I try out a new design? Whereas in school, you can just start devising your own works and be really involved in all aspects of the productions to test out what you want to do, but also like what's possible within those also like limited resources in a way. So yeah, I think like universities kind of work as that, like a think tank for creativity. A space that facilitates collaborations and like potentially new innovations to happen, and just like support that and not get in the way. I think I love the SCA for that reason, that a lot of the profs are quite like progressive in their pedagogy, and that they're not trying to tell you what to do. They kind of give you this like structure to work within, and then you kind of have a lot of free rein in terms of like what you want to make out of that. Which I like, because I don't feel like I'm being told as an artist like what my aesthetic is supposed to be, what stylistically I'm supposed to be like, what topics I'm supposed to focus on. I'm just kind of like given like, okay, well, this is like the loose, these are the loose parameters, like run with it as far as you can, which I really like.
I mean, just closing thoughts, I guess. I like university, you know. I'm being a bit critical of it, and if you don't, then okay, right? That's fine. There's a lot to it, but if you do go, then you know, try to have a good time. You might, and it's great.
Is the university has an internal contradiction. It's trying to balance the demands of a capitalist system with its selfless mission to foster critical thinking, creativity, and active citizenship. And students, I see you. You're told that a degree will guarantee you a better life, but the reality can feel very different. Many of you are graduating with mountains of debt, entering job markets that don't seem to value your degree or the knowledge you've acquired. You might feel betrayed by an institution that promised you opportunity but left you with more uncertainty. It's hard not to be cynical. The system isn't perfect. But here's the thing. It's okay to be critical. It's okay to question the university and the world around you. In fact, that's what the university is supposed to encourage. And this brings us to a critical point. The university has always been about more than just vocational training. Yes, we need doctors, engineers, teachers, and entrepreneurs. But we also need thinkers. We need critical thinkers who are capable of challenging the status quo, of understanding the complexity of the issues we face today. Climate change, systemic inequality, political polarization, and the technological transformations reshaping every aspect of life. The mission is to not get lost in the noise of consumerism and hustle culture. Universities are complicated spaces, but still, they have the power to shape the future in ways that go beyond just getting a job. They can and should be places where you're encouraged to think deeply, to question assumptions, and to engage with the world's most pressing issues. You're not just training for a career. You're part of a legacy, and you're training to contribute meaningfully to society. Thanks for listening.
Episode of Speakable. Speakable is also broadcast live on CJSF, SFU's campus radio at 90.1 FM. If you are a student interested in getting involved, drop us an email and stay updated on FCAT social media and at www.sfu.ca/FCAT/news/FCAT-podcasts/Speakable-podcast.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a happy new year.